Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
North Carolina will be in the Final Four, yes or no? I started off with a tough one.
Adam, I mean,
I'm glad you started with that.
I mean, you didn't even warm me up first, just straight to it. It really depends on their region, but if you're holding me to the fire, I'm going to say yes. I like the way they've been playing. More importantly, I like the drive that they have. After yesterday's win, Elliot Cadeau told me in the locker room, we haven't won anything. Like, a lot of us weren't on that Final Four. You know, Armando Bacot, they said they haven't won an ACC tournament. So winning matters to them, which is quite a juxtaposition to what I heard in the Duke locker room yesterday. But they seem to have a drive, and they have a chemistry. The Tar Heels are having fun. They shoot the ball well. They have that post presence. And more importantly, they are dogs on the court. And that's what you need in March. I think they have the perfect mix of what you need to go far in the tournament. Usually when that happens, you know, there's always a hiccup. But since you're making me say it now, I'll say... Yeah, I like them. I like them as a Final Four team.
All right, yeah, we're not messing around here today, Vashti. We're going right for it. We have three teams to deal with varying levels of expectations. Brendan, would you agree that North Carolina is going to go to the Final Four?
Yeah, if I was going to put bread on it, I'd put them in there, and mostly for the reasons Ty illuminated, right? Her talking about what they were talking about in the locker room is the most illuminating thing for me, because I'm watching them from, you know, from 30,000 feet, and I can that stuff that she's talking about, it shows up on the court. You know what I mean? Like you talk about Harrison Ingram, you talk about Cadeau. Like Cadeau is a guy I've really had to come around on. Like when the first part of this season, they were playing him like as the primary point guard, and like he was really handling the ball a lot. And what they've done is kind of move him off. One, because he's a fantastic cutter. Yeah. Like that dude is an athlete with a capital AF. Like for real. Like that movie makes with the up and under going damn near full speed. That's that sort of body control. That is a great athlete. And you see it on the defensive end. And so it's good to like for me to see the growth in some of these players and with the coaching and how they handle some of these guys. Like those are important things that while you may have the talent even to begin with, you don't know where you need to be. And now, although he's not a great shooter, his speed and his ability to change, accelerate, decelerate is something you don't always see from young players. And his ability to finish at his size, like those are the sorts of things that I look at in terms of everybody seems to know their role and are more than eager to fill it.
Here's the thing about Elliot Cadeau that is so impressive to me. Everybody knows not only is he not a good shooter, he doesn't really want to shoot. And yet he can still get to the rim, which means either y'all are dumb or he's good enough to get where he wants to go anyway. And I don't think these people are dumb. I think he's good enough to get where he wants to go. He's also
the other part is this too.
Okay. Good.
Well, no, I'm saying like if you give him the runway, because what the response is gonna be, oh well, why don't you just sag off of him? But if you give a great athlete that sort of a runway, you're kind of giving him a fast break and a half court opportunity, and that can get bad for you really quickly, and he'll get to the cup. So it's even as a bad shooter, there is still some gravity that he generates just off the strength of his game.
Yeah, you don't really play off of him. You guard him close, but you guard him to drive, and not to shoot. So I mean, look, he's been. I thought, even though maybe the box score didn't say it, I thought he was a key component of the first win for Carolina over Duke in Chapel Hill. And he was a big part of what we saw, even though Cormac Ryan had an out-of-body experience. And I want to get to that, and I'll throw it back to you, Vashti. 2 years ago, Brady Manek was a revelation at the end of the year. And that run was very much Manek-infused. The way he played defensively against Paolo Banchero in the game that ended Coach K's home career. Not a great night for the folks. Brendan is enjoying this. Not a great night for the folks at Cameron. But the way he defended Paolo Banchero was game-changing, and he also provided an attitude. Cormac Ryan, well, he's a very good defender. There's no doubt about that. Much, I think people probably underrate him for that. But his attitude, as well as Harrison Ingram, has really shaped, I think, this team. You played. You know what that attitude is like, right?
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete Theroux, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator. Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Oh, absolutely. And I wouldn't say that Ryan is the Brady Manek. Honestly, that team, that Brady Manek led team was crazy because they had so many ups and downs that year.
Right.
And that season, Brady Manek was the only one that was really holding people accountable. This year, everybody's a dog on that team. But if we're talking about maybe somebody who we didn't expect to be the guy, to me, it's a Harrison Ingram more than a Cormac Ryan, just because Harrison Ingram makes them go. And that's kind of what Brady Manek did that year. He was the beat, you know, the baseline. He was the baseline on that team. A good baseline makes the song. And that's kind of what Harrison Ingram is to UNC. He's the baseline, and no question that RJ Davis is the melody. He's what you pick up on. But Ingram is a baseline, and he's been playing great. Even when he doesn't score a lot of points, you know, he gets rebounds. He's diving on the floor. He sets a tone, and that's the reason why they've been playing so well.
Who's the rhyme? Who's the rhyme, Brendan?
I just want to finish the track. Baycott doesn't give me rhyme. Nothing about Baycott gives me rhyme. Like, that's the next guy you have to mention, but it's like, nah. I appreciate the alley. I really do. I really do appreciate the alley. It's just, oops.
Very, very nice. I had high expectations for this segment to begin with, but it is exceeding my expectations already. We haven't even gotten to Duke. So something that, Brendan, you were talking about, and I think, Vashti, you mentioned it too, leads me to this. Trophies matter, right? Winning something matters. So Carolina won the regular season, which we can play around with all day long about what it means. They won it by two games, so it matters. They played Duke twice, right? We don't have enough games to play a true round robin. So we probably play too many conference games anyway. But the first trophy is this one. So it should matter. And in other sports, we have LeBron James wanted to win the NBA in-season tournament. He wanted to win it. Maybe because he wanted to win the first one. Maybe he knew the Lakers wouldn't win the next one, the really big one. So you got to win something. So this could be a pelt on the wall for UNC. Did Duke, as a group, and I'll start with you, Brendan, do you think Duke took this one seriously?
I don't know how you don't take an ACC tournament.
They won it last year, right?
Yeah, but it's not like that team's full of a whole bunch of NCAA tournament champions. You know what I mean? Like you really, that's really been that was their first trophy, right?
Last year.
And nobody wants to lose to State, right?
Oh, man.
Let's keep it a stack, bro. Like you lost to State, who
Holy
has been
mackerel.
Like pretty mediocre to bad at several points. Like that's right up the street. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. And so like, I can't see them being disinterested. I thought they played really poor. Like Phil Bukowski was fantastic. He's been their guy, 28-14. McCain and Roach, though, combined 3 of 12, 13 points, four turnovers. Like that's rough. You needed more from the backcourt like that. They don't get much from their bench. Like they, you have your starters have to shine. And they just, both of them kind of laid a monumental end when they really needed them to be better. I thought it was funny because I saw the clips afterwards, like Roche, like, yeah, we're going to have a players only meeting. Hold on, fam. You're going to announce publicly that you're going to have a players only meeting before you do it. See, that's already a problem right there. Like, that's not the whole point of players only meeting is for it to be the inside group. Right. And you over here giving, you know, tossing it up on the timeline. Like, there's already a disconnect. And that's generally what I feel now. Like, I mentioned Filipkowski was great, but you didn't get anything from the backcourt. Like, them all being on one accord, it feels like it's been a while since we've seen a solid, great stint of Duke basketball.
Yeah, nobody wants to lose to State. That was Brendan Witter. We have to save that. Vashti, you've been at so many of these games. It's really uncharacteristic of Jeremy Roach to play badly in back-to-back big games. He was really good in the game at Carolina earlier this year. He and McCain were really the two best players for the Blue Devils in that game. Roach was uncharacteristically poor in the game against Carolina at Cameron, and he was, I know he's what, he had 5 points last night, a non-factor.
Yeah, 5 points.
Non-factor in the game. What do you sense from him right now?
Duke will go as far as Roach takes him. I have been talking about this, and I really thought, you know, Jeremy Roach is from D.C. It's something about coming home to hoop, right? We're hearing that the guy from Pitt, his name escapes me, but he's from the area. He's hooping. When you come home to hoop, this is when you put on a show. I sat right behind the Duke bench, right in front of the Duke family. Jeremy had a bunch of family there. And for him to go 1-for-6 from the floor, 1-for-4 from three, 3 turnovers, 4 assists, inexcusable. And for him to have that on the heels of what he had, how he played at UNC, when after the game, he told me this was on me. He took complete blame for that loss. I don't know. I mean, he's the one who's going to have to get it together. Filipowski did what he needed to do. Even Mark Mitchell, who had a bad showing against Duke at Cameron, had 18 points. So it's going to be Jeremy Roach. Jeremy Roach needs to have a players only meeting with himself because he's going to be the one who's going to make this team go. When they went to the Final Four, he was the one who played very well. Mm-hmm. And that's why they were able to have that streak. And he mentioned in the locker room yesterday, he said, well, this is like that Final Four team. We lost to Carolina. We lost in the ACC tournament. So I was surprised, like they surprisingly were like, well, and he literally said, we didn't come here to win the ACC tournament. And I'm thinking, bruh, even if you feel that way, this is not what you say because you really want to win every game. But the point was they have bigger aspirations. They're not going to come to fruition unless he is the one to lead this team. He's a senior. He's a veteran. He's the one who's been there before. And he's the one who's playing, you know, like mid, and he's going to have to step it up. And he needs to have a meeting with himself. If he doesn't get it together, Duke will have a second round exit like they did last year when they ran into Tennessee.
No question. They ran into grown men.
They should have stayed home there. He should have stayed home there. If you don't want to win, stay home. Just kick it. you're at the crib anyway. Just go hang out with your family. Why'd you even play, bro?
Vashti was able to, give a coherent opinion without disparaging NC State. I think that's very cool. Brendan couldn't quite.
I like NC State, Adam. I really like that team.
I do too.
I don't know why Brendan just hated on NC State. But DJ Burns is one of my favorite players in the ACC. He's likable.
Yep.
He's bringing back post play. DJ Horn is a good guard. It's just, you know, everybody knows NC State is going to NC State. And that hasn't happened yet. So the fact that, you know, they're still kind of rolling, you know, they're a team with nothing to lose. And that's the most dangerous, like in any room, the person with nothing to lose in a fight, they're the most dangerous. I like NC State. They're playing with a lot of edge, a lot of like, who knows?
I think we'll see red and blue on Saturday night. And I look forward to that. a little North Carolina takeover. All right, so, I mean, we all know that NC State's going to have to win that game Saturday night to get into the NCAA tournament. I'll close on the same question I asked about Carolina, about Duke, Vashti. The Blue Devils will be in the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. Yes or no?
Yes, because I think Jeremy will have a come-to-Jesus moment with himself.
His solo player meeting.
A meeting of one. He's going to have to go to the upper room and figure it out, but I think he will.
Brendan, same question. Duke will be playing in the second weekend.
I'm really trying hard for my hate not to come out. But yeah,
good luck with that.
I can't tell this analysis or this hate. I really can't.
This is hard.
It is. I'm having to come to Jesus moment myself right now. I don't think so. I really don't. Like, I don't feel it. Like, maybe I'm just being prisoner of the moment because I know that this is a talented squad. This is a talented team. At least their starters are. I think they're an above average team. I just don't think they're an above average Duke team. And maybe I'm judging them based off of what the lineage has been and not themselves, and which is unfair. And it's against whomever you're playing. But I just don't feel anything special from this team at all.
All fair comments, by the way. And you mentioned without taking another shot at State.
I was very close. I was super close, my guy.
I thought you were going to go back to it.
But you did. Like, I was like, they were like, they're playing with nothing to lose. I thought about that. I'm like, Keats ain't coaching like you got nothing to lose. Like, I'm pulling for you. I am pulling for Keats on the real. I am, because I don't know how much longer this whole not making the tournament thing is going to rock and rally. So.
That is true. Two out of 7 years is not good. Even though we had a pandemic, kill 1 year, and they probably should have gotten a bid one of those other years.